looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello there, everyone. What a surprise. It's a Thursday show. Now, this is new for everyone, including myself. It's the first Thursday shows that I'll be running and continuing. And in saying that, I want to share with you what the heck this is all about, because it's rather of a twist. And actually, because this is Light on Living, let's just call it a bend in the light. So right now, I just want to share with everybody, thank you so much for being here and showing up again for this week. I'm really happy to be bringing and sharing with you a very unique way of falling in love with the right food. How to blossom into the energetic being you were meant to be, because the nutrients exist in the foods you choose. I've been saying that for so long because that's how I live and how I really do fall in love with my food. And I do believe that I just get to blossom every day that I make those choices that are really good for me. And that's why I want to share this with everybody. So please allow me to begin by introducing a new series. It is brought to you by Light on Living, because that's moi, and it's called Dating Your Diet. So I'm your host, of course, Lisa Berry. I am a holistic nutritionist and life coach, and I'll be running these shows specifically on Thursdays and specifically on nutrition and health. And it's going to be at noon, so I want you to show up every noon on Thursdays. And it's definitely the same feel as our Monday shows. Monday shows is just the entirety of your life, like how to have that conscious living. But this one on Thursdays, I really want to focus on food. And what I want to do is I want to share, like, how the heck do we date our diets? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be inviting a special guest each Thursday. As you know, we usually have our guests. Today, it's just me. We're going to do a little bit of a workshop with me today. But look at the next, all the Thursdays that I have the guest over, like a date. Like, we're all going to go on a group date, and we're going to share an aspect of how to date your diet and to truly fall in love with the right foods. So my goal is to help you learn how to date your diet, how to dump your diet, how to get engaged to the energy. And that one's a really cool one. I'm going to come back to it. And then finally, I want to teach you how to go through all those steps and finally marry your menu. I want you to be able to make that commitment. So I'm going to just dive into little bits of those first. When we date, you know, like when you're dating anybody, what are you doing? You're exploring. You're getting to know something new. You're finding out what you don't like and what you do like. And you've got to make a decision. Do you dump this diet? Do you, you know, this is not for me. This is not going to go well. It's not to my highest self. It's not serving me. Or am I going to continue to date? Now, as you're dating and you're like, wow, this is going really well. I feel good. I'm thinking clearly. I have the energy that I like. This is what I mean. You want to get engaged to that energy. You want to make that further little commitment. Say, no, you know what? I like you. This is working well. Let's have a little bit of a more commitment. Let's dive deeper. And then finally, that's when I talk about marrying that menu. These are certain foods that you just know you don't want to live without, and you live better with them. By the end of the show, I will be sharing with you the foods that I have married, and through thick and thin, because there's definitely been some challenging, oh goodness, times and everything from career choice to activity to my own, like for real dating life, to illnesses, to everything. Moving, maybe you're moving, maybe you're creating a new project, maybe just so many things can go on in your life. Loss, maybe you're going through loss. But there are certain foods that you have developed such a relationship with that you understand and respect and know how they make you feel, and you give gratitude and thanks for having them in your life. And that's what marrying that part of the menu is about. And I can tell you, I'll give you a sneak preview here. Fermented foods are one food that I've absolutely married, no matter what. I can be falling right off the wagon and eating potato chips and still say, no, I need my fermented foods. This is the one food that's always going to be there for me. It's always got my back. So we're going to dive into a bunch of foods. And one thing I also want to say this, and everybody's listening, thank you so much. And this has been a long time coming for Dating Your Diet. And I came up with the idea back in 2006, actually. Didn't really do much with it. I was dating the idea of dating my diet. In 2010, I decided to start it, and it was in my own private practice, but I never really had a home for Dating Your Diet. So I wanted to say thank you to Ohm Times, because I feel like home is my home. So I'm really glad that Dating Your Diet finally found its little space on Thursdays. And funny enough, I think Thursday is a great day for date night. That's a great little, you know, past the middle of the weekend, not quite into the weekend. So in sharing all this and what you can expect, as I said, I already have some really fun guests lined up. I'm going to preview one of them right now, because this is, like I said, it's going to be a little bit of a workshop. You're going to hear me wrestling with my papers and finding things, but everything from, we have a doctor coming on, and she's going to tell us when the most important time is to watch who you are kissing, because as our saliva and our mouth and our germs and our bacteria, and this is like such a fun topic, when to get close and when not to get close, and what foods you can eat to help you be able to be close to people. You know, a lot of times in the winter too, we're sneezing and exchanging all that kind of fluid. But then some fun stuff. I have a special fella, Pierre. You know what he does? The coolest thing about makeup. So he does, you can fill out this, you send in your picture of your eye and your skin tone, and he does a complete assessment of which colors are best suited for you. Now you think, okay, what the heck does that have with nutrition and dating? Well, dating kind of, because you want to look your best. But it also, he works it in with the chakras. What colors are going to be most helpful for you specifically with your chakra based on your skin color and eye color? So we're really going to be going on the most creative and fun dates. So in saying this, and I'm going to see if I can squeeze in, I want to share a story. And this is a story that I've written about the twists and turns that Dating Your Diet has taken. And I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in before the commercial, because I think you really enjoy it. And I want you to all understand why this is so very important to me. So allow me to share a story. It's titled, Why My Business is Personal. I slammed the lid closed on my laptop, spun around in my office chair, and jumped up while cursing at the words I read. It was the first time I got angry and acted out so harshly. An outburst of built-up emotions filled with blame, rejection, and hurt. It just poured out of me as I threw an epic temper tantrum towards my disillusioned disbelief of nutrition a month after my mom's passing. Now I'm going to stop in here, because I have a hard time expressing when I am angry or upset, because life is just so filled with joy for me that I do find the beauty in these very difficult moments. So I really remember that time when I remember slamming the lid closed on this laptop, and I was like, wow, I'm actually that angry that I'm going to have to make a big change. And I think I posted a couple days ago on Facebook that change is not always failure, it's evolution. But in the moment when you're angry and you want to make a big change, you're trying to make a big change, and you're just so hurt, and as I said, disillusioned perhaps, just wondering, like, how could this possibly happen? I feel so let down. And even that, being authentic about it, being honest about it, coming to terms with it, is kind of, ugh, it's uncomfy. And for me, I always do go back, what food will make me feel best? And so as I continue here, it was as I was trying to write my next book seminar on the benefits of nutrition. That was only 2 weeks away, that I simply couldn't connect. That was very scary for me to not connect with this. So I turned my back on all that I had known and all that I had done in 19 years, and I no longer had the drive or partnership that I always and innately felt with food. And this was quite devastating for me. I literally believe and feel that my relationship with food is a partnership. I have expectations. I have gratitude, I have love, and I feel the same way. I really feel that the food gives to me. And so my career as a nutritionist had been fueled by my desire to heal my mom. So as I mentioned, she had just passed at this time. So I was always excited to try every new supplement and program and cure that crossed my path. And my mom's the most motivated patient I'd ever seen. After every failed attempt and letdown, she always said, Lisa, I have one more try in me if you think it will help. Let me tell you, when somebody puts that kind of trust and faith in you, just as I believe and feel all of my clients do. It's just, first of all, it's such an honor. And in moving through that, that desire and that passion to help find somebody what they're looking for. And that's really what I meant at the beginning, to blossom into the energetic being that you were meant to be. Because the nutrients exist in the foods you choose. And this goes along with everything that we're choosing. You want the nutrients, let's call them nutrients, in your relationship with people. And your when you go to work every day and what you decide to do, those nutrients have to exist so that you can blossom and that you could be shiny and sparkly and happy and healthy, of course. So whenever my mom said this, you know, my enthusiasm and appreciation for any result, it always hooked her, and I was ever grateful for her dedicated participation. That's important, too. If you ever choose to work with somebody on anything, really date that decision and decide, am I going to dedicate? I want to be a dedicated person in this. I want my choices to be dedicated, because now you've joined in a partnership with somebody supporting you and helping you. And anywhere in life that we do this, it's important to be dedicated, be committed, and really show up, really, really be there. In this situation, when my mom died, I was happy that she was no longer suffering, but I didn't realize that I would feel such a loss in my career as much as I did. I certainly did not anticipate the anger or the feeling of lacking purpose. Now, as we are going to go into our commercials in just a bit, I want to touch on that. When you feel like something that just consumed your life and was beautiful, suddenly it's gone, and that could be in so many areas of your life, and you suddenly recognize a lack of purpose, it is so emptying and so like such a loss. So when we do come back from commercial, I want to tell you how I was able to find my purpose again. So we'll be right back with that.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, I wanted to say after the commercial break, thank you again, anybody who's tuning in a little late. Just share it with everybody that, yes, you are absolutely listening to Light on Living, but this is the Dating Your Diet segment. And me, your host, Lisa Berry, being the nutritionist that I am, really want to find a perfect home and a perfect place to share a little bit more specific and targeted to food and nutrition and health, but keeping it in that very conscious way. As I'm sharing my story, we're going to continue talking about why I even, like, what does food mean to me? And it really is about falling in love with it, because that is the highest vibration. As we know, it's love. And it makes me so sad to think when people really, they just hate their food, or they're addicted to it, or they're tied to it, or they're frustrated with it, or they just want to ignore it because it's such a hassle. And I know that we all go through those stages, and everybody's got to find their way. That's why I did create Dating Your Diet. I really wanted people to be able to date their diets to find out where, how much love do they want to have for their foods. But I can tell you, your life will change when you love your foods, and when your foods and you have this perfect, wonderful relationship that does have its twists and turns, and you'll fight and you'll have to break up and do your thing over. But there really is this big, it's a toot show. We all have to eat. And so you really will find this beautiful life force. That's what this is about, is having that energy and having that life force that will fuel you and really working with it. So we left off and I was sharing with you that my purpose in life was to heal my mom, and through food was my best way. Because, I mean, hey, foods will harm you and they'll heal you. We know this, and they will make the biggest difference ever. I can attest to this after literally, well, it's been 20 years now that I've been doing it. So I can't even, there's no number. There's just been thousands of people that I've worked with and helped. So just a beautiful thing. I just want everybody to fall in love. So here I was thinking, oh my gosh, my purpose is gone. My mom's passed. There's, what am I going to do? Who am I going to fix? And now that was my own thing I had to go through too, of course, because I have fun just fixing myself. So, but you know, it's not out there to fix, but it is to fall in love and balance. So here it is. So what was I going to do now? I was already actively doing personal life coaching and loved it. And back in the day, my life was in the music industry. So, and I really mean way back in the day, moved to Nashville, had a fun time. We did our thing, created a couple albums. Oh, and actually, if you heard the Christmas show, I shared a little bit of the Christmas carols there. It's always nice to share personal stories with you guys, because I know that you're dedicating your time to listen. So I really want to make a difference in your life. So as I'm reviewing and thinking, okay, I like music. Music was really good. What? Perhaps there was a connection to be made. I truly didn't know. But I was lucky enough to have enrolled myself in a high-end year-long coaching program. Now, for me to, I'm not going to say I have commitment issues, because I don't, but there's certain things I'm like, oh my God, a year? Really? Okay, let's do this. So I strongly believe in coaching. It's not like I would always have a coach in my life forever. So I did. I enrolled myself in this year-long coaching program, and that was about 8 months before my mom had passed. So I was already, you know, in it, doing it. So I had faith that the next step in my career would appear. And so it did. At that time, I met a very talented singer-songwriter, musician. And she was actually in my mastermind group over the phone. See, you don't always have to have it in person here. She really provided me with the musical inspiration that formed at the time something called the Mindset Makeover. It was a dream. And throughout that creation of the Mindset Makeover, I did a lot of healing. Forgiving, talk about Ho'oponopono so much, growing, and started to reconnect with food again in a respectful, loving way. Not enough, though, to return to my nutrition practice. I did do a little bit of a veer. So basically, ready for this? Dating Your Diet was on a break. I love how the language has always fit so beautifully. The universe has an interesting way of creating circumstances for what you need. And soon I found myself dating a chef and really getting right back into the nutrition, but this time with a twist of making it super tasty and pretty. See, plating was never my strong suit. Honestly, I love food, and if it's healthy, it doesn't need to look pretty. But I do get that a lot of people really, you know, I've made a lot of healthy, amazing dishes, and it doesn't look nice, and I'll put it in front of somebody, and they're like, ooh, like first impressions really count. So I'm really glad that I learned a lot there. So I loved and appreciated that I wasn't teaching food as a career, because it allowed me to just play and have fun with it. It crossed my mind to bring Dating Your Diet back, but I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready there. I wasn't there yet. I was still having fun. And the Mindset Makeover was feeling so perfect for me. And it was starting to be the best time of my entire life, which actually didn't help then, because at that time, it made me feel like, wow, maybe I'm totally not even going to do your diet. I had a sad soft spot there. Well, eventually the chef and I broke up, but I kept my love affair with food strong and knew somehow it would come back into my professional career and it would feel right and separate from my past motivation for my mom. And I really believe that too. So during the years that passed, so she passed the end of 13, and now we're just entered 18 here, so 4 years. I did truly believe that Dating Your Diet would be resurrected. It hadn't had its full opportunity to blossom completely, but something extremely surprising happened. I was needing direction in sales and marketing. Goodness, if you guys are out there doing all that stuff, you know how tricky this can be. It's like, oh, the overload, and you want to be so authentic and just connect with people, but then you have other people say, no, you got to market and do this sales, and it gets overwhelming. That's when you really need a strong diet to support that kind of stuff. But so at the time, I was really, you know, trying to find a new direction for sales and marketing for the Mindset Makeover, and I hired a coach for a VIP day. Whew, that was intense, let me tell you. It was like a full-blown day. Lots of money, let me tell you, because I was like, oh, I hope this really works. That's what we do. It's an exchange of currency, right? So in that session, the Dating Your Diet was not only resurrected, but a new, aligned and ready for this, mom-inspired program was designed. Like, she really did. She, like, I don't know, something just zapped in. You know, this energy's little spirit, mom was floating around. She said, oh, here we go. So the teaspoon diet was born, and in its infancy gave me a whole new perspective on how I could move forward with my nutrition and that passion for, like, my career. So I just love that name too, the teaspoon diet. It's such a fun thing. I'm going to talk about it a little later, but what an entirely different feeling of life, of excitement, of certainty. That was big for me. And of connection. I was reunited with the feeling of knowing that I was on the right track. It was as if a switch flipped, and this time it wasn't in temper tantrum rage. It was in an enlightened, safe, happy, and enthusiastic way. And you guys all know this. You know when you're doing something and it's feeling forced or pushed? I mean, that you're not going to feel safe. That's not going to feel right. You're not going to effortlessly create stuff. This is what – I'm going to give you some call to action throughout this show, but that's even one thing. Just check in with yourself right now. Whatever you're doing, whatever – inspiration that you're receiving, but it's still feeling forced, just do your meditation. Check in with yourself. Find out, is this the enlightened way? Is this your way? Do you feel safe, and are you fueled? I mean, things are hard. Definitely there's difficulty and stuff. Maybe you just need help. Maybe you need support, and maybe you need a diet that makes you feel good. But, well, in continuing the story, one might think this is where it ends, with a particular happy ending. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. That was a perfect step in the perfect flow of a river that twists and turns, and each new bank that the river meets offers a new choice direction. Like, I really thought, like, you know what, at the time, my partner, she's like, no, I love the teaspoon diet. We set up a website, and we're going to get this going, and she'd be such a beauty, which is absolutely stunning. And it still was, there's a little bit something going on there. So, as I said, it's a step. And here's a beautiful quote that I love to say, be not attached to outcome. These are very wise words, and I understand them now more than ever. In fact, adopting those words as a part of my value system has allowed me to live freely and with less doubt, regret, and pain. So, and if anybody right there is having those things, doubt, regret, or pain, I really want you to connect with that and check in with yourself. Be not attached to outcome. Have goals, certainly, absolutely, my goodness. But understand that everything could be that step. Well, the teaspoon was never launched. But the purpose it served, I feel, was to help me have closure with dating your diet from an old paradigm. So, in fact, the mindset makeover went in a new direction down that river as well. And what I really learned from the surprising journey of change is exactly that. Change is inevitable. Allow growth to be the outcome. Now, I'm not saying, remember, we don't want to be attached to outcome, but just allow growth to be that outcome. We are all so unique and so expansive. Our ideas will be creative at times or stunted at times. Well, you know, if you're in the music industry, you know that. Writer's block and lyrical block and musical block. But as we incubate our little seedlings of expression, and if we simply stay connected to our joy and listen to our heart's voice, our river will continue to flow and be an adventure. And I know that if you can feel safe, you know what? We can accept adventure. So it's my gift of sentiment that I want to share with all of you that if you're not feeling aligned, connected, or passionate about what you are doing, how you are serving, or building your business, know that there is a way. There is a gift of your exact desires waiting for you to nurture and grow. And I want to invite you to explore what brightens, lightens, and lifts you. And that's the whole thing about falling in love with the right food. And that's why I'm so excited to bring so many guests on so many different avenues, so many of those twists and turns. And this is fun. Last night, we had some company over, and I've always had this problem with the word deserve. It's so funny. I feel like, well, who deserves anything? Do I deserve to fall in love with my food? You know, why? What right is that of mine? And it was said in such a way, you know, perhaps just a different voice, a different way of hearing something. The word deserve came out. And I often say, I'm here to serve. Like, I'm here to serve. My food is here to serve. We want to serve. And I think something came out funny, and I thought, oh, my goodness, deserve. Be served. Oh my goodness. Maybe that's why I think, and maybe it's like it's a taking away from serving that I have such an issue with this word. But then it's also funny because I love the word serve because it's food and we get to serve people food. There's so many connections. And I think that's what I really want you to look into your life when it comes to food. A lot of times, as I said before, if you're addicted to food, like you're just going, you know what? The food companies, they know what we're doing. They know what we like. They know what we're attracted to, whether it's the color, whether it's the taste, whether it's the saltiness or, you know, sugariness. And they know the stresses that they know how our brains operate and how our bodies work. And that's great for them. And that's, I'm thank goodness that we have the science that we can find out what's going on. But if you truly know that it's something that you are addicted to, and I keep using that word addicted to, that's something that is controlling you, that even when you have it, you're not satisfied. You're waiting for the next time to have it, or that it's controlling you in such a way that your moods are so drastically changing that you can't get through the day, or that you're snappy with people, or your mind is preoccupied. Actually, we're going to talk about clutter food. When I think about mind being occupied, I think of mind chatter. And that's a big thing. You know what? When you're in love, I mean, love truly does fill your mind, and it's euphoric, and you're all excited. And I want that for you. And we're going to be able to achieve that for you as you listen to the series. But when we come back, let's talk about clutter food. Like, you're going to go, oh my gosh, I have clutter food everywhere. So stay with us. Clutter food, mind chatter, and how to make sure that you are not addicted and start falling in love with the right foods for you. However, I don't quite hear the commercial yet. I think I may be, my clock's cluttered. I'm going to continue on with clutter food. Okay, when I think about clutter food, when I told you the food diet for me was back in 2006, and what was happening was I had been with somebody who ate very differently than I ate, like completely differently, and I thought, not a problem. They'll have their side of the fridge, I'll have my side of the fridge, we'll eat what we eat, it's all good. And I know, mind you, I remember I have nothing to do with dating your diet, I don't even have an understanding of this program, it doesn't exist. So you were eating our food, and then what would happen is, he'd offer, well, why don't you put this on there? Why do you use this condiment? Why do you try this sauce? Well, this tastes really good. Why don't you mix that? And these are all foods. Oh my gosh. I'm being very generous, by the way, to call them foods. But they're just garbage. It was garbage. It was enhancement that was faking and disguising and not really allowing stuff. So two things happened here. Oh, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I want to be very honest and authentic. I started just breaking down and going, fine, I'll just taste it. I'll just hear it. Let me try some of this. Right. And I even made faces in the beginning, like, oh, so gross. How can you eat this? But the truth was, which was really crazy, even though I didn't like it, which is weird, I started just using it. First of all, I was trying to appease, you know, my fellow there, and just, okay, fine, I'll have it with you. We can share this. We can enjoy it. So there's peer pressure, right? There's peer pressure for you. And then it became, oh, no, I guess I'll put a little of that sauce on this, a little of this over here. And in all honesty, this was something I couldn't even believe. I was almost like, I wanted to hide it. Like, no, I don't want anybody to see this on my plate. And so I knew that was wrong. So if you even have something in your life and in your food, your diet right now, that you're not quite comfortable. And we're going to talk about that when we get back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Well, thank you so much for sticking around and hearing this wonderful, sharing this time about food and talking about, well, the relationship with food, really. So dating your diet, as I said before, all about falling in love with the right food and understanding the relationship you have. And I have to say, I was so grateful for the commercials that just came up. Well, first of all, I think everybody should give a try to Ascending Hearts. If you're out there and you're looking for love and you want to, this is actually perfect timing because I was just talking about living with somebody who is very challenging because we don't eat the same way. So it actually, I'm going to get back to that story. But so if you are looking for somebody, try Ascending Hearts. And then the next commercial says, grab a cup of tea, a glass of wine. And you know what? I thought, oh, I have a cup of tea, but it was hiding behind my laptop and I totally forgot. So I'm enjoying a lemon zinger right now. And it's actually nicely cooled off because I forgot about it. So that, see, you never know where these little reminders show up. And I know that sounds like it's a small, silly thing, but you know what? I was very thirsty, and if I don't hydrate, well, that's not going to be good. So all these things, when I do date my diet, I do – oh, I have a fun questionnaire. So as the series unfolds, I'm just going to introduce so many things to you, but without the overwhelm. I mean, falling in love is overwhelming, but in a good way, and that's what my goal is. So I want to get back to the whole thing about trying to live with somebody. And you would think – I mean, I thought I was very – rooted in my decisions. No, I eat really healthy. And as I shared, I was starting to now dabble into some things that I was definitely not. And when I say, I know it sounds so silly, but I'm really personifying foods and what they do because I do have life force, but there are dead foods. They are truly no nutrients, no life. And it's worse than just not offering you something. There are foods that take away from you. I call this the givers and takers. And now we hear that a lot in life, you know, are you a giver, are you a taker? And we talk about that in relationships. I see we're right back to dating again. But the givers and takers are so important. If you have a diet that's primarily made up of takers, and I mean the bad takers, not the good takers like fiber, but the bad takers, things that really deplete your energy source. I mean, that really hinders your movement in life, your ability to be that energetic being you're meant to be. So I'll tell you how the story ends. It's an interesting one. So here I am trying to eat, trying to not eat. I'm embarrassed. I'm feeling guilty. Oh my gosh, the shame of eating these foods that I just know are plastic. And I call condiments, well, we have so many beautiful, this is back in 2006. We didn't have all the beautiful things we have now. But I was really feeling like, you know, if I ate, I don't know, ranch dressing or something from just a company that was all yucky chemicals and stuff, I really felt like I was putting plastic into my body and but still doing it. And I thought, I got to take a step back. I need to reevaluate. I really need to, and I love this line, ask what my food is bringing to the table of this relationship. And that's really important. Like, what are you getting from these things? So, and I'm going to say, I lack the grace at times. I threw another epic temper tantrum. And yeah, well, I moved out. I just actually broke up and moved out because I was like, I can't deal with this. You're pushing food on me and I don't like it. And I can't, you know, I could have done it a little bit more subtly, but I did need to remove myself from the situation. And I share the extremes of which I went to because I have worked with many people and I have faith. I want to know that we can all have that willpower to resist. Like that if, you know, I have a thing with chips and I love my healthy chips now, my non-GMO and organics and all that good sea salt. But, you know, I don't have the willpower. But there's chips I used to and there's chips if I want some. And so I would like to think that we can all do that and get to a point, and I do support that. But at that time, I needed to literally remove myself from the situation and just start from scratch. And since then, which is what it was I called my dad, and, you know, it was a breakup. So I was bawling my face off, and I said, I wish I could just beat my diet. And my dad highlighted how that was such a great title, because that would be a great title, and I was writing articles at the time, so I was like, oh, write an article. Well, that just turned into everything. It was my entire life force. So that's where this is really coming from. It comes from a very true, true place. And at that point, I thought, okay, I need to do this. So I dumped my diet, and this is my thing. I was continuing on, continue dating. And out of it, I realized that there wasn't just dating. You know, when you date, you can oversee, you know, you want to see people and spend so much time with them because you're falling in love. And then when you don't see them, you go through this period of missing them, or just it's a complete distance between you. Well, I call this also too with your food and your appetite. I call this starved to stuffed. Literally, like we do this. I think a lot of people do this. They go from no time, they're not making any time to eat. They're just running around going quick shake here and a quick fast food there. I mean, this is why fast food exists. We go through a period where we're starving and we push it, or, well, we just had our big Christmases and Thanksgiving and everything. People know, oh, they say, I'm going to save up my appetite. Well, this is not a good thing. You're first of all, you're starving yourself. And then what do? We stuff ourselves. This also can happen with our emotions. We literally will go through a starved period. Maybe we're not making time to do our meditation. Maybe we're not making time to sit down and tell ourselves that we love ourselves and find those really high quality things about ourselves. Like, we're starving for our own love, and we're starving for our own commitment to our own growth. We're starving for a connection with other people even. And then we overdo it. Okay, I'm going to sign. I'm going to go to a retreat. I'm going to go the whole weekend. I'm going to go to this class. I'm going to see this. And then as we're stuffed, what happens? Like, think about this. When you're stuffed from food, you have no movement. You can't churn. You can't digest the food. You can't break it down. If we think about information overload, sometimes, you know, you just go and you're like a drone and you do your day in and day out things, and it's not boring, but you're on autopilot. And then suddenly you get to watch a documentary that shifts and changes your life. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm stuffed. Well, I know that what I do, I'll watch a documentary and I'll want to watch one right after, but I'm like, oh, I can't. I need to really respect what I've just consumed, whether it's information, it's love, it's connection, or it's food. And this is why it really all ties together for me. This is not just simply about food. Food is so very important to figure out. It's the choices. And the part about sitting back and choosing, I want to tell you right now, you have choice. Right now, if you think you don't, I'm going to say it, and you can fight me on it, or you can go, yes, I do. But you do have choice. And it's important for you to make those choices. But before you can make those choices, you have to know where you are. And you have to know where you do want to be. So remember, we're not attached to that outcome, but we are attached to growth. We definitely want the growth. I do have a fun, I wanted to give an action step before we continue. Here's a fun action step. So talking about dating your diet, this is dating now. Say you are in a hurry and you're trying to get things done. There's this thing called, have you all heard about it? Speed dating. I know you have. Speed dating is when everybody gets into a group and you just mix and mingle. You have a few minutes, just an immediate interaction, because we know whether we have an attraction to somebody right away or not. So, and then the time is clicked and you move on and you meet somebody new. Now, I've taken this to a whole new level. With food, I call speed dating a buffet. So this is a really fun thing. You've all been to a buffet. There's so many choices, so many options. So what do? You take a little, well, sometimes we can take a lot of our favorite thing, and then we can take a little bit of everything else just to sample it. do I like this? Oh, wow, this was good. Oh, they cooked this well or they did not. So you go around the table and you kind of pick up your little thing. So this is what I work with groups of people and we'll all come over and I create a little buffet in the middle of a table. So here's a fun action step for you, whether it's just you and two other friends or go for a big group, just have a few people. Get every one of your friends to bring something that A, they have either never tried before. It's going to be a new recipe for them, a new food, a tea, it doesn't matter, and or something that they do love and they want to introduce it to you. Maybe it's a new spice. Spices are really fun to do speed dating with food with, the buffet style. So get everybody together, have your dishes all set up, and just have conversation about it, explore it, and really have that focus and intention being on that you want to learn something new that will benefit you. And I really went back to spices. Herbs and spices are really fun because they're simple to add to an existing dish that you already love, that you're comfortable eating, but it's just a little bit of a newness, and they have tremendous health benefits. First of all, it's a natural thing. You know, your herbs and spices, these actually have medicinal qualities to them. They have mood enhancements. They have blood sugar supporters. Like, so there's a lot going on with herbs and spices that I think would be fun. And that's what I'm going to give you as my first action step for this workshop. And then, again, I want you to explore what foods are clutter food. What foods in your world right now, you know they're clutter foods. You know that they're creating the mind chatter and what's going on and all that stuff. Now, I knew this hour was going to go by fast, and I'm going to start. I want to read. I have one more story that I want to read. It's a very helpful one. I think you all get a lot from it. Now, I'm not quite sure when the commercial will start here, so I'm just going to go for it, and we'll be surprised. But bear with me. So here's the title of this one. Ready? What if Cinderella had swollen feet? Okay, really think about that. You know it's all about the slipper fitting, right? But what if she had swollen feet? Okay, so what if Cinderella had swollen feet? We all know that the glass slipper fit. We all know that Cinderella lives happily ever after. But what if on that very special day, when the ministers came by the house for the girls to try on the glass slipper, Cinderella's feet were swollen? What if she stuffed her emotions down with food and hid from all of her feelings of low self-worth, not fitting in, feeling depressed with her living conditions, and not getting ahead in life? What if bags of potato chips, muffins, pastas, and cookies were her answers? What if chocolate-covered avoidance was her go-to response? Well, I'll share with you what would have happened. The glass slipper would never have fit, and Cinderella would have been left sitting there in the beautiful embroidered Victorian chair with her big old swollen water retention foot, and no prince, and no happily ever after. Like, I just, oh my gosh, I'm just devastated already. I'm thinking, why did you do that? So when we come back, let's find out what happens to Cinderella's swollen feet.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Alrighty, I want to jump right back into this "What if Cinderella had swollen feet" story. Oh goodness, I just remember when I was writing this and creating this. Who doesn't know the Cinderella story? We know this, so here we go. So as we know, we've left poor Cinderella sitting there with her big old swollen water retention foot and no prince and no happily ever after. So imagine just for a moment that your lifelong dream, a once in a lifetime opportunity, literally came to you right to your door, and you weren't prepared. What if the decisions you were making, the actions you were taking, were ruining your chances for success, holding you back from fitting into the exact life that you've been dreaming of and were trying to create? Imagine if your life was swollen and didn't fit into your life's magical glass slipper. I remember when the word success was defined to me. When I heard it, everything just clicked. Success is when preparation meets opportunity. What does a successful life look like to you? What is your fairy tale life? Are you prepared to slide into it like a glass slipper when it shows up? When the opportunity presents itself to you, do you have the mindset that will motivate you into taking actions that propel you into your success? Are you aware of the power and control, those choices you have in your very own life that puts you in the driver's seat to choose what foods you eat, the activities you participate in, your attitude that you possess, and what language you speak? Language is so important, such a vibration to language. Like when you talk to your food or think about your food, that's so important. Do you realize that it is you who chooses the people who are in your life? Are you allowing wicked stepsisters and mothers to dictate your daily activities, negative and hurtful emotions? Choice is like a fairy godmother. The choices you make are like a granted wish. That's why when they say be careful of what you wish for, it's the same as when I say to myself, Lisa, be careful what you choose because that's what you'll get. Like, it's so simple. So how does one make choices that will get them to their fairy tale life? Like, how does one make the choice to eat certain foods, right? How does one prepare? Remember preparation. How does one prepare so that when they meet opportunity, they will have success? Well, I'm sure that night that Cinderella ran home with only one glass slipper and no prince, that she opened a few kitchen cupboards looking for comfort food. I'm sure that she had the phone in her hand waiting to order a pizza. I bet she even had a secret stash of gummies hiding beside her bed for some sugary satisfaction. But in the end, I believe that Cinderella had carefully thought about her decisions beforehand. She had questioned which actions would give her the results she desired. And I'm pretty sure she hung on to her dream for a better life, a free life, and a confident life. She was aware that having the power to make her own choices, her own wishes, that she would create the life she wanted. So instead of eating any of those harmful and smothering foods and waking up with swollen feet, that night she closed her eyes and laid her head on the pillow and held on tight to her dream of a life happily ever after. It is about being prepared for the day when your golden opportunity comes up, being the perfect fit for when your life's dreams materialize. I mean, you did that. That was you. It's all about having the mindset and making the decisions that are congruent, that in alignment to what you're trying to create. And I know this is about food. This is about the food, what foods you choose to eat as soon as you wake up and through the middle of the day and the end of the day. These are the choices that really define and what set you up. And this is my mission. This is my purpose, is that I want people to feel that health, that feel that vitality, and feel that, like, I have been through so many crazy pants sicknesses and illnesses that I just like go, what? And I always turn to food. As soon as I'm feeling off, I always think, what were my choices? Did I eat enough? You know, I told you I was going to share with you a couple of my top foods that really, I mean, I can't live without them. Like, I truly, well, I could live without them, but I won't be happy. I shared with you that fermented foods are, oh my gosh, they're life-saving. I've married them. And when I say fermented foods, I just want to share with you that for me, that's sauerkraut. That's your cabbage, you know, it's just fermented, good old organic cabbage, all fermented. Now, you can ferment a lot of things, actually. It doesn't have to be just cabbage, but that was a big one. Even the juice, the liquid, the brine that it's fermented, and that's going to be fantastic for your health. Now, another fermented food could be miso paste. And that's that if you're looking for something like of that umami flavor and that little bit of a saltiness, but you don't want to eat the bad stuff. This is so good. It's used in Asian lots of, well, it's, you can do brown rice miso and all, there's so many soya miso. But then there's, kefir, K-E-F-I-R, kefir. People pronounce it differently everywhere. And you could do water kefir. I do the coconut milk, organic coconut milk kefir. It's just like a yogurt-y kind of thing. Now, just please, everybody, if you're buying kefir and you're like, oh, I do that, and you're doing a dairy product one, please watch a lot of ones in the stores. They have added so much added sugar and not the good kind, the fruits and everything. You want to really have a good organic, raw, not, you know, pasteurized kefir people with the dairy. So those things have really been massively important to me in my life. And the other thing, I'm just going to leave you with one more because I don't want to run out of time and I have a few things to share with you, is sprouts. I love talking about sprouts so much. I actually call this kitchen farming because my kitchen counters at times, especially when I was doing lots of seminars and sprouting for hundreds of people, this was like a crop, like a whole crop growing on my counter. And what sprouts are, it's really fun. You take this, let's take the mung bean, M-U-N-G, mung bean. He's the most forgiving bean that you can sprout. It's wonderful. Buy organic mung beans, very affordable. You probably even have them in your cupboard. What you want to do when you sprout something, the whole purpose of sprouting something is to share life force. You want to eat something that's living. Remember, if you're eating just meat and potatoes and breads and packaged foods or cooked foods all the time, I'm not asking you to go raw or vegan, but you do need some life force. You do need something to give back to you. So sprouting brings foods back to life. So when you start off, it's really easy to soak them. Now, soaking actually is just waking it up. It's kind of saying, knock, knock in there, you know, pulling the covers back off the sleeping bean and say, you got to wake up. You got to allow us to access your nutrients and get you to grow. So after you're done soaking it and it's all soft and ready, it's like, you know, it's like getting ready for the date. And then there's no more water. You're not soaking anymore. And you don't even need sunlight for this one. Then it starts sprouting. It comes to life. This little cute little tail that comes out of it and it starts growing and it says, it's almost like an offering saying, I have life in me and you need life force. And here I am, I'm showing up for you. And so within 3 days, I mean, something you can do buckwheat. I mean, you can even just soak that and eat that. But what I'm asking is that just like if you're dating somebody and you want to choose them, look for something that you're attracted to first. And what is that usually? That's life force. That's the shininess, the sparkliness, the confidence. And then what is it? Intelligence. That's important. We want to date things and people and foods with intelligence. And this means when I think of an intelligent food, I mean a food that's not going to give me brain fog. It's not going to be a clutter food. It's not going to clutter my mind. And the intelligence, so sprouts for me, even just, I don't know, they're kind of like little friends. You go up to them and you think, hey, you're living. You've got life force. You've got energy and let's share this. And so one of my favorite breakfasts to make is sprouted buckwheat and mung bean, and I put that together. Now, I do have a little bit of a sweet tooth in the morning, so I use my coconut sap sugar, very low glycemic, or palm sugar, you know, something good for you. Just gives a little bit of a tastiness to it, and a little bit of whether you do almond milk, soy, like whatever your choice is, and I could soak oats as well. But that is just such a fantastic way. You only need a couple bites. But I'm telling you, that life force, I have so much love and appreciation when I'm eating that. And it makes me feel good. And then you feel in love and you start recognizing things around you with love. Actually, speaking of love, I don't want to go away without, oh, yes, I would love to share this as we wrap up. We have a few minutes anyways here. But I want to start off with some life coaching questions, just a couple. I'm going to throw them at you, but then I want to do some statements of truth. So here we go. Here's some questions. When you're really you're going to go away from the show and go, my God, is this, do I need to dump my diet, date it, marry it, get engaged? What's going on here? So I want you to start with that action step I said before. Do your speed dating, do your buffet, get some new stuff in there. You want to break up with other things, dump that diet that's not working for you, and you want to find out what red flags. So I call them red flags. You know that because people say, oh, you're dating. Oh, that's a red flag. Okay, look at your diet. What are the red flags? Are you constipated? Are you bloated? Do you have a tummy ache? Are you getting heartburn? Do you get brain fogged? Are you getting itchy? You know, these are very important. Are you getting acne? Are you get all these things? Those are red flags. Okay, I want you to be aware of those signs. Now, here's some really fun ones. I want to just to leave you with this beautiful feeling. Here are some statements of truth. Okay. And this is a fill in the blank for you. I acknowledge that my current diet is, maybe it's great, right? I am now doing this. What's your new action step? Because of my new blank, I now feel blank. Because of my new blank, I am. Now, I'm going to post these, actually. This is going to be fun. I'm going to post these on the Facebook page. Go to Lisa Berry and track these little things down. I want you to do this so much. Another one is, because of my new blank, I think blank. And then, of course, gratitude. Thank you for this opportunity to, this is all food related, this is all healing related. Thank you for this ability, blank. And thank you for this choice, I choose. That could be my favorite one. So I'm going to repeat that one. Thank you for this choice, I choose, blank. Now I'm going to be posting that, and I want to invite you to come back next Thursday. I have the most incredible doctor woman. She's an author, Dr. Christine Horners. She is just incredible. She's on Dr. Oz. She's in more college. Oprah recognized her as part of the Angel Network on her television program. We, you know what, if you thought today's show was just packed full of mind-blowing thoughts of how to fall in love, come back next Thursday. I cannot wait to see you guys then. Come to the Facebook page, and we'll see you soon. Thanks, everybody. Go and date your diet.